For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every nap ends with me going,
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru, you getting jiggy with it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That Will Smith.
So.
Yeah. This is from the Men in Black.
Yeah, I've been down on Will since the slap.
Am I right?
This is not Will Smith at all.
I think it is. Check your sources.
This is Biggie's wife.
Let me tell you something about Biggie. Well, he hasn't put out anything in any time
he's
recently.
Not with us.
Exactly.
Boy.
I got two guys on the phone that say I'm wrong about something.
Dude, thank God the boss is sick, man. I hope this audio don't get back to him. It's your fault.
Well, we'll just cut that part. Thank God the boss is sick. That's the only thing he's going to hear from the show. All right. You know what? See, this is where I'm different. Go ahead. You want to rip me? You want to rip me? Go ahead, Daryl. Let's go to Daryl in Alameda. Steiny's wrong about the Niners.
Get him, D.
No.
Oh.
I'm not calling about the Niners.
Oh.
I'm calling about your argument about the nepotism.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to do that.
No, yes, let D go.
No, we got to get
Daryl.
We got to
D.
We got to break
Daryl.
No.
Go ahead, D. Let him talk.
Steiny.
Yes.
There's nepotism all over the place.
But your
argument is so off base. You can't compare nepotism in pro sports.
Thank you, man.
And in corporate America.
Oh, yeah. You
in
can
corporate
do that.
America. No.
I think it works well.
Let's do Warriors, for example.
Okay.
Joe Lacob has placed his son in a position for success, right?
Yep.
If he doesn't get to the top, Joe Lacob will make that decision. He's not going to put him in a position to fail. Literally.
Oh.
There are checks and balances as he goes up.
He'll
be graded as he goes up. LeBron's son is garbage.
Hey.
He wasn't the best player on his high school team. He wasn't the best player on SC. And he's absolutely out of his league.
Oh, man.
In the summer league, the preseason, and if he gets thrown out into the G League, they're going to destroy that kid. He's not skilled. He doesn't have a position.
My man is preaching.
He's a short shooting guard that can't shoot.
Yet.
So please tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, I'll tell you. I
way
will
to go, D.
What if Bronny James were Bronny Smith, and they took him, and people would say he's not really an NBA player. No. You're right. Not yet. The NBA has become more about development
than at any other point in the past.
And so,
but because he was Bronny Smith, he would have earned whatever that team thought he could grow into. All we're saying and what you're ignoring, Steiny, is the scholarship that this kid's gotten to live out his dream, his dad's dream,
to make
the pass when we know he does not deserve it. And I love Daryl for pointing
out. James Wiseman did not deserve it either. The Warriors drafted James Wiseman. He had nothing.
But that's
Hold
different.
On. No, it's not. Zero. Why did they draft him? They drafted him as a project.
Right.
They knew he wouldn't be good for a while.
Gotcha.
They thought he'd be good in 3 or 4 years.
Gotcha.
He never panned out.
Right.
Happens all the time.
Yes, sir.
So you're not giving the Lakers any benefit of the doubt that they actually may think that in 2 or 3 years, Bronny will be a rotation player in the NBA.
LeBron made the drafting of his son.
Well,
so it ends there. And he's earned that, right?
No,
and
but the principle is exactly the same. But they took a project late in the second round.
If that, and that wasn't the meatball of my point. He just echoed it. That comparison about corporate and the guys that get over, you know what? That's all day. But don't you dare, Stani, just to sports itself say that is the same as getting a jersey or drafted when you do not deserve it.
Yes, it is. The exact same.
That is not.
Exact same.
That's what I'm going to stand up.
Keep biting that lip.
Hey, way to go, D. That's all. And the James Wiseman, Stani, you're so right on what they projected. But there's no family or my daddy or my sister involved that made you do something that
you don't know that.
This is James Wiseman.
Thank you, Kay. You know, we're going to end it a good note. And the crazy part about us is I'm going to see you when the show's over.
We'll see.
I'm going anyway.
All right. All right, one guy said I was wrong about something. Clearly, I'm not. Let's try this. Let's try Murillo,
our guy
in Petaluma.
Yep, the Luma.
Hey, Murillo, how you doing? Hello.
I am swell, guys. I'm swell. Steiny, I am not calling to say you're wrong because I don't think you hitched your horse on this one. You just disagreed with Dibs, and I'm going to educate you in a way if I can.
Of course.
So the Petaluma is called the Luma, and of all the towns you mentioned so far, maybe outside of Oakland and San Francisco, this might be the most original nickname because I don't know if you know where the word comes from. Petaluma comes from Miwok, the tribe Miwok.
Oh.
And it refers to the banks of the Petaluma River in the Sonoma Mountains. So it's the back of the Luma, the back of the mountain. That's why it's called Petaluma.
Wow.
It's two words separate. So, you know, a funny story, Steiny. This is true. I made this my home. I made this place my home a couple years ago. I love the place. And the first time I'm coming home, I text my girlfriend. I say, "Hey, baby, I'm almost at the Luma," and that was natural. I didn't even know about what I just told you.
No.
So have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you are the man.
Go Niners.
Yeah, give us a prediction.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
Well, he's still
on. I love education, well, no, he's man. Done. So I just work with somebody to get. Sonny.
You get educated every day on this show.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Even Norm will do it for you.
That did bother me.
Thanks, Norm.
No, but the
some
win was
standards got to be
extract
upheld.
Extract can be used.
Yeah, it can be used incorrectly. And you
please. Mary would have gave me the. You're okay, son.
Mary's down on you.
Now, seriously, don't. You're playing. You playing?
Yes.
Because I do post some stuff with my buddies.
I know.
What do you know?
I know you have been. I know what's going on.
All tasteful and professional. Evan's having a ball.
Well, he's in Vegas.
Gosh.
He's in Vegas.
We were last year this time.
Let me tell you what. Nobody leaves more on the table in Vegas than Evan. I don't know why.
Snitches get stitches, so I'm going to leave that there.
You know what?
Yeah, I hope the boss is in bed, seriously, or the hospital.
That's not going to come off across well.
At the pharmacy.
All right. You know, I'd like to bring Ken in because we have a sponsored segment. But
he's stressing. This season might be over tonight.
Is that sponsored?
No. I don't even know if there's an open.
Why'd he sound so surprised if it had been, okay?
Yeah,
I am. Believe in your boys,
you
man.
You wouldn't have to play it. Evan doesn't. Okay. Okay, let me set it up.
So what?
Bum, 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 bum. All right, it's time for Picks of the Week.
And
in case you don't know, Guru and I make one pick a week on an NFL game. We've started with $5,000 make-believe dollars. And right now, where are we, Ken? Because I have no idea. And you don't either, apparently.
No, you guys.
Did Evan leave you with the info?
You guys have $3,500 each. You
both
have $3,500.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet the racks, and you bet 50.
Yeah, and here we are at the same place. Hence,
what you got this week, Mal?
All right.
Yeah.
My pick. I can't believe this. By the way, I don't care who's playing quarterback. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow,
the Jets are favored against the Steelers in Pittsburgh?
Dallas beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and look what they are. Just think about what I just said. Dallas beat Pittsburgh
in Pittsburgh. You haven't given an objective opinion on the Cowboys in 7 years.
That's why I'm not coming after work.
I will not. Nope, that's sending me to the car. I will not listen to you.
That's sending me to the car.
About the Cowboys.
That hurts.
It should.
And the other day, you were like, dude, well, you're spot on.
Not about the Cowboys. You are incapable of discussing the Cowboys objectively. You've acknowledged that in private.
They asked that caller last Friday.
That was a setup. Evan told you we told the guy to call in, right?
If it is, no, I'll never come back to work. Didn't.
Anyway, anyway, what's the line in that game, Kevin? Kevin, oh my God. Kenny.
You're on a roll today.
We're used to a start.
It's a minus two.
Minus two. I got the Steelers.
So he's taking, he's plus two.
Yeah, 21-16 Steelers with a money line.
But just real quick before we get to my pick about your pick. Yeah. You understand the Jets. Yeah, they lost on Monday night, but they got Adams.
Okay.
Now Rodgers has got his best friend who's a baller.
And two guys are going to win a game. It's about the team.
So you're putting your – and I'm not mad on pretty boy Russell. He's look fat. But Russell Wilson is probably going to get his first start.
I don't care. Jets stink. And you actually think that the makeup of the entire team's going to change.
I almost want to bet you on the side.
Because he's got his friend in there.
No, he's friend's got a badass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Oh, hey, Brandon Ayuk, no training camp. And he's going to – oh, but Devontae Adams cannot play for 7 weeks. And, oh, he'll be fine. Okay. Go ahead.
The
make
one
your
and
pick.
Only Steiny.
Make your pick.
I'm going to Drew Carey's hometown.
I have no idea where that is.
Cleveland.
Who the hell's Drew Carey?
And the Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, come to town. Mm-hmm. And the Bengals are favored by 5.5.
Who they
got to win by 6.
Do they play
Browns, Deshaun Watson, or Deshaun
Knoxon? Divisional game.
Please.
You know, dude, what Bonte says? Is... divisional games are weird.
But not in this case, Donnie. I am sorry. The Bengals are... Deshaun Watson is done, and they won't bench him.
What you think.
Why won't they bench him?
That's your opinion.
Well, we know why. Follow the money, son. That's what Norm said. Anyway, Bengals and, we'll see, Zach Taylor, they go in here and kick their ass.
Okay.
They may score 40.
We'll see. And they'll give up how many? It's about good. Go ahead and score 40. Win 40-38.
Cleveland can't score. See, that makes sense. You hate Aaron Rodgers so much, you're betting Pittsburgh.
You hate him more than I do.
Yeah, but I think they're going to win the game. Oh. I can separate the two. I can differentiate. I can, you know, be worried about my cash, my ducats.
Just what the? You do realize that it's called gambling because there's not a sure thing. Like me picking the Steelers does not mean right now I'm wrong.
That's why you're not as good as me at this sport. Steiny, my computer spits out.
I got a rule about gambling. The more you talk about gambling, the worse of a gambler you are. And you
never
shut
that.
Up.
I've never heard. I had a national podcast with Diaz, Liquidate All Assets.
It was regional.
That was national.
Nobody listened to that east of the Mississippi.
My cousin Irby Jr.?
Irby. You're making guys' names up now.
And it's Dr. Irby Jr.
I don't do that.
Irby Hunter.
I don't do that.
Was in Washington, D.C.?
I believe all men are created equal. I'm not calling a doctor a doctor
said,
because he's a doctor.
I hear you doing your show
doesn't
on
make
the BetQL Network in D.C. The nation's cat. I know it. You're jealous. I had something going outside of our show. And
how much were you getting for that?
Dude, it was a lot. It went away.
Emphasis on was.
So you're happy I'm not getting it, huh?
Well, no, I'm not, because I know what that's going to mean at the club later tonight.
Hey, Guru, did you realize you took Cincinnati last week?
Yeah, I told. If you guys listen to anything I say,
he didn't. He forgot.
I said I'm going back to back with Ken. I'm not.
I'm sorry. That's on me.
Yeah,
it's
not. No, it's not.
It is. We were together.
Don't be afraid of Guru.
When you were throwing your hissy fit about the show.
Afraid. I'm not.
Yeah.
Dude, this might get us. Oh, my gosh. This show?
The 510 on the Comcast Business Text Line. The YouTube stream is showing you and Goo, but they're playing break music. Well, you're missing it.
What does that mean?
Are missing out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do they focus in on us during break, the camera?
No. No. I'll tighten my belt and you know, lift up my shirt like Baron Davis after the dunk over Kirilenko.
Hello! That was a great dunk.
Hello!
I just did it.
We got here. We still got about 8 minutes.
In this
segment? Until we get bailed out. Yeah, until we get bailed out by Willard and Dibbs. So what do you want to do?
Give me a receiving line for IU. This Sunday, seriously. We did Purdy.
Right, I'll be honest.
This could be a new bit.
No, you didn't give your Purdy, did you? Or was I just not listening?
You weren't listening. I said 25 for 30, 3 tugs, 310.
How many interceptions?
No.
No chance. And see, this is also what you do. You pander all week. Steiny, that Chiefs defense.
That is not
unbelievable.
Me.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good, Goo. Yeah. But Brock will throw for 400. Well, I thought you said their defense was going to be good. Oh, that's right. 380.
7 minutes. Go ahead. Give me a stat line for Ayuk, though. Seriously. No, but no, not Debo. Just Ayuk. In your gut. What's your gut tell you?
It tells me it'll be a normal game for Ayuk.
Give it to me.
4 for 53.
I don't think they win if it's that. How many touchdowns?
None.
Yards? Oh, you told me
53 big ones.
Nah, Stoney, it's got for them to win.
Well, here we go.
290.
No,
8 for 127.
Okay, you want to bet?
Touchdown or more?
You want to bet?
No,
exactly. Because you're just wishing now. You're not really giving it the proper analysis.
I just know they can't come back in here, or we can't come in here discussing a 3-4.
Yes, we can.
Facing Dallas on Sunday night, coming off a bye.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm dreading from here to kingdom come.
What?
Next week. You know, before tonight, Steiny, the Cowboys can't beat them. We stink. We're lousy. We don't know. Well, they're coming off a bye. Yeah, that'll make us worse. Zach can't do it. Dak can't either.
Jerry ruined it.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb. Steiny, I know he gets a lot of catches, but we stink.
Okay. He just like doing the voices. They're a laughing stock. I had nothing to do with it. Jerry did that.
Get a new team, man.
Like, dude, it's just if it were that easy.
It is. I do it every week.
Stop. It's like being married, say you're going to get a new wife. Stop.
Well, you don't have to make it permanent.
Right, hey. Yeah.
Hey, looks like Ricky Pearsall may play. Well, give me a stat line for him.
No, I was going to do my Steiny impersonation. The crowd's going to clap regardless. Like, well, dude, when he gets out
he's
there.
He's not coming back to the Bay Area like Klay Thompson.
No, he just could have lost his life, man. And to be in pads, you know
see,
what?
See, now you're bringing up stuff I can't make a joke from.
Yeah, no, I think I'm ready for that. But listen, Steiny's going to be emotional, man. Just think about it. He got shot point blank range.
Here's my question to the Bay. He did get shot, and he's very lucky.
That's all.
But now he's going to play. So because all that happens, can we make fun of it now?
Oh, no.
I made it. He's healthy. Come on.
Stein, he'll never lose another anything in life, no matter what happens. He could drop 20 balls. The fact that he won the game of life in regard to that bullet not doing more damage or removing him here for this earth, he is a lifetime winner. Look, you like that. You don't like when I start preaching, giving some, hey.
Well, I like when you're preaching when I don't have anything to say, so I got nothing right now. Nick Chubb playing? You better hope Nick Chubb doesn't play this weekend.
Dude, they got a running back. Oh, you're talking about Cleveland.
Jamel Ford?
No,
Jamel Hill's their running back.
Stop.
No, the Chiefs. The Browns.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I have
Chiefs.
Them on my fantasy.
How you doing?
Jamel Hill.
Last night was rough for me.
Nah, it's Ford.
I'm down 25-0. Guy had the running back for Denver, Williams, just running his ass off.
I mean, we can... Here, this is why I'm in trouble this week, Goo, I'll tell you.
No, after this show.
No, I'll tell you right now.
Give it to me.
This is why I'm in trouble. I'm looking at my squad.
Well, you're in third place.
I got Jordan Mason, questionable.
Well, who's your backup to him if he can't go? Because we know how this goes. Mooney Ward,
Jerome Ford, questionable.
No, boy.
Juwan Jennings, questionable.
He may not play.
Let me tell you, the guy I'm sick of is Michael Pittman Jr. He's questionable again. Michael Pittman brings a two-game touchdown streak.
You better hit that players thing right now, Stoney. Put your waiver claim in, bud. You're playing with fire. I can see you doing what the Saints did.
Oh, this is a problem.
And then losing four.
Richardson's coming back. I got to get Pittman out of there.
Look at you.
My only other guy's Mike Williams, but now he's on the trading block.
Who's your
block.
QB?
Lamar.
Well, you're good there.
Moody, Hurt, Chubb. Physically unable to perform. Zamir White just playing stinks and he's hurt. I'm in trouble this week.
Dude, you're going to do a New Orleans Saints 2-0 in the talk of the town.
I was never 2-0.
Well, they were. Nice try. And then they've lost four straight.
No, I lost opening week. And then I won how many four did in you a row. So nothing is equivalent.
So there. You were 4-1.
Correct. Yeah, now I'm 4-2.
I honestly swear I hope you don't make the offs. I'm being real. I can say it. Nobody's shocked. Yeah. I hope you don't make the offs.
What's your record?
3-2. 3-3. I was lying. Yeah. This is a big week for me.
What's bugging you coming up at 2 o'clock? So I got to prep for that.
Well, I don't have to prep. I'm staring at them.
Uh-oh. 408 saying Jerome Ford declared out.
See, if you got that.
Yeah. I thought it was a cue. It's an O. Thank you.
And I'm mad that they bailed you out.
He's on my bench right now.
And you got your readers on. Dude, Stoney, that hurts me. You used our show to get some help.
And I blew it. I should have picked up Garendo.
Oh, man, that would have been a nice one.
I got trouble
this Watch week. Him run his
By
ass
By the way,
off.
Is Tyler Higbee out all year? He's on the PUP list. Joe, get on that, would you please? Thank you. You're in that room.
Joe, man, that's our guy. Yeah. How many minutes now?
139. We got 3 minutes till the end of the segment.
Dude, great show, man.
Oh, man, we were good today. I mean, seriously.
I think the thing this morning razzled you. The whole party with the fans. You didn't normally sit in there. That's right.
Not today.
Dude,
not today.
I said, oh, they're in my dude's don't. Take a playoff.
I said hello to Zuki.
Yep.
Because he's.
And Rick Bradford came in, my buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put it on Facebook. We took a picture.
I wish you, well.
But what, I like
Ricky,
that picture.
Ricky Bradford?
Yeah, Rick Bradford.
Rick Bradford.
Yep. I told you his brother, Mark Harrier, the DB from USC.
For the seventh time. Yeah.
I'm proud.
What
he earned his spot.
What was I going to say? Rick.
Rick Bradford.
Oh, yeah. Just, I'll tell you after the show.
I let him come in the studio.
Yeah, for a little too long. I mean, it's just.
See, that's how I know you're not really who you portray to be on the air, because you would have told it to Rick. Hey, Rick.
See, this is...
Nice to meet you.
This is the difference between you and I.
But you wait till he leaves.
You're out there lollygagging
later.
With everybody under the sun.
I was called in.
Right up until the time we go on the air.
And
I'm like, I have to actually be responsible.
Ken, can you break the mic and just tell the listeners that's fictitious?
I'm sorry, Goo. You did go out there and mingle with the best
got
of them.
Ken on his payroll.
No, I hate agreeing with Stoney.
I was over there and we were three peas in a pod.
You were talking to Baldy for like 20 minutes.
Of course he was. It's pretty sad.
How about this? My God!
So just
I'm upset. I'm going home.
Well.
I can't take it.
This morning, Baldy did the morning show
with
Willard. I'm sorry, guys in the morning? Anyway, they came in and did a show with those two guys, and we had 20 listeners in here. And then at the end of the show, you know, I came in the studio to prepare.
I was looking for you.
Guru walks into the room with a Sharpie and a notepad asking if anybody wants his autograph. That's unbelievable.
You should be riding for something. Dude, I text you first. I text this guy, where are you? And then it takes him an hour to text back. I got nervous. I said, maybe he's got caught up in traffic. Seriously, I was worried about you. Something happened on BART.
Goo, if I got caught up in traffic, I'd still beat you here by 45 minutes. I don't care if BART's on an hour delay. I still beat you here.
You know there's a promo we're running here at the station. Last time you tried to mess with me on that, right?
No, I don't. Which one?
When I said, coming to see you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Not from my heart.
We're almost there.
We're in trouble, Steiny.
No, we're not.
I need something on the PG&E, man.
That's a goal, my
friend. Mohegan gets this audio. EDD.
What's he going to do?
EDC.
Guy hasn't fired anybody in his entire tenure.
No, you better do your homework. No.
It didn't come from him. Never mind. Scratch that.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, boss.
Yeah.
Shut up. All right. Willard and Dibs will come in. Oh, yeah. The party starts then. Let me see if I got to read. I don't. On 95.7 The Game.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.